Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
We're kicking off the start of the work week with a level one threat for severe storms. Coming up, I'm going to show you when storms could develop where you are.
Plus, breaking news overnight. What police are saying happened in the moments before this car drove into a Raleigh hotel. Plus.
And there's an announcement at RDU today. How to get travel back here to Raleigh. Coming up next, I'll talk about what this announcement will be.
We are welcoming you inside our WRAL studios. I'm Micaiah Thurman in for Renee Chu this week.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Is it possible it's Monday already?
It's possible. It's your birthday, Jeff Hogan. Whoa. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Flag day.
Put
your flags out.
It is, but PETA has a forecast for us. It's not exactly birthday weather, PETA.
Right. Depending on what time of the day we're talking about, we are seeing dry conditions right now. But later this afternoon, this is what we'll be dealing with, the potential for damaging winds and hail, even some heavy rainfall. Let's go ahead and dive right in. You can see that we are waking up to dry conditions this morning. Partly cloudy conditions going on as we kick off the start of our Monday. But watch those clouds. They are going to stay out of here for the first half of the day. Now we take this into lunchtime. We're still looking good. We don't have any rain on the radar, but after 3 o'clock, we'll begin to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms develop in our north and western counties. That's going to slide to the southeast. So do plan for rain, especially across the triangle around 5 o'clock today. You can see we can get some pockets of heavy rain. We cannot rule out the potential for some damaging wind speeds. As we head into 7 and 8 o'clock, showers will set up across the southeast, and then drier conditions will move in overnight. So we are going to see a boundary move through and bring us that potential today. Temperatures are very warm. We're in the 70s right now, but throughout the afternoon, we are going to heat up. That's right. We're talking about 90 degrees for this afternoon. It's going to be very sticky out there. Coming up, we're going to break down how temperatures will feel once we get rid of showers and thunderstorms today.
We have a live look at RDU for you this morning right now, where a new partnership will be announced in an effort to boost travel. WRAL's Casey Cunningham is at the airport this morning with what we can expect from this announcement. Casey.
Good morning, Jeff, and happy birthday. Yes, we are expected to have this press conference in just a few hours from now, and it's going to be about how to get travel back here to RDU. So take a look behind us here at the airport. Already pretty busy people coming in for their flights this morning, getting ready to go through security. The airport, though, we know did take a hit during the pandemic, the entire airport industry, really. I want to show you this video, too. You can see it's a lot busier inside the airport, people wearing masks, looking a little different during the pandemic, but definitely travel is picking up. 221,000 people flew through during Memorial Day weekend. And then just this past weekend, these are some crazy numbers. TSA screened 2 million people across the country on Friday. That's the highest number it's been since the pandemic. A lot of this travel is leisure, and today's announcement will focus on the airport's effort to bring more travel back to RDU in all industries. So in business, in entertainment, in sports, too. We're expecting to get some more information at this press conference. We'll make sure to stream that live for you on WRAL. Casey Cunningham, WRAL News. We're live at RDU.
Also happening now, President Biden is meeting with world leaders in Belgium with a big focus on cybersecurity. The president is holding talks with the leaders of Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, all ahead of today's NATO summit. NATO is North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and it is an alliance between 30 countries, including the U.S. President Biden's focus on NATO will be a big shift from former President Trump, who called the alliance obsolete.
Well, happening today, Vice President Kamala Harris is kicking off her month-long national vaccination tour. Her first stop is Greenville, South Carolina. She'll speak at a vaccine mobilization event at 12:15. Then a little later, she'll tour a pop-up clinic at the YMCA of Greenville. Before heading back to Washington, she'll speak on voting rights with local leaders. As of this morning, the CDC says 64% of adults have received at least one dose of the vaccine, and about 54% are vaccinated fully nationwide. Meantime, here in North Carolina, 50% of adults are fully vaccinated.
Breaking news overnight, a woman drove her car into a Raleigh hotel. Now, the WRAL breaking news tracker was there as this happened around 1:30 this morning at the extended stay on Bluestone Drive. Police tell WRAL a woman was driving and her foot slipped off the brake and she went forward into that building. As you can see from the video, the car's bumper came off. There was damage to the windows and one of the rooms. No one was hurt, and police say the woman was not intoxicated.
Today, there will be fewer Go Triangle buses on the road as it deals with a shortage in drivers. Service on 8 routes will be reduced starting today. Go Durham and Go Cary are also limiting operations later this month. In an effort to get more drivers behind the wheel, 6 transportation agencies are coming together to hold a job fair tomorrow. You don't need a commercial driver's license to apply. And today, leaders in Durham County could give the green light to spending hundreds of millions of your tax dollars. Commissioners are set to vote on a new budget in a meeting tonight. The $730 million plan raises property tax by 1 cent. That's around $20 a year on a $200,000 home. The county will also spend $184 more per student at public schools and will invest $400,000 in a program to reduce violence. Tonight's vote is set for 7 p.m.
This morning, the last graduates in Wake County will walk across the stage. Southeast Raleigh High School is the last school to hold commencement ceremonies for the class of 2021. Those will happen at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. today. Wake County Public Schools tell WRAL schools are following all current health guidelines to make graduation as safe as possible.
Michelle McConaughey in the WRAL Live Center. 8 people are in the hospital after a car plowed into a crowd at a Texas mud racing event. This is the scene. This happened in Fabens, Texas, which is just about less than a mile from the Mexican border. Right now, 3 victims are in critical condition. 5 others suffered non-life-threatening injuries. That's according to the El Paso County Sheriff's Office. They said one of the vehicles left the mud track, striking and breaking through a guardrail. That vehicle also struck 3 other vehicles in the initial crash. Authorities have not released any additional details on the incident, including the conditions of the drivers or identities of the victims. I will be watching this for you and bring you any updates live here in the Live Center. Back to you.
Very scary situation, Michelle. Thank you. Well, debate over whether your employer can require you to get a vaccine is heating up. Coming up, where workers will have to get a shot if they want to go back to work, and what some critics are trying to do about it.
Plus, NC State baseball headed to Omaha after beating top-seeded Arkansas. What the win means as the team moves on to the World Series.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back, everyone. It is going to be another steamy day. We have dew points in the upper 60s, so do plan for just that uncomfortable afternoon. If you are planning on going for a walk or run today, get it done early. Right now, we're already at 70 degrees. It's 71 in Fayetteville, and we're seeing some areas in the upper 60s. Look at our temperatures throughout the afternoon, heading into the 80s around lunchtime. We are going to top off at 90 degrees. And again, we have a chance of seeing some scattered showers and thunderstorms develop into the afternoon, mainly around 5 o'clock for the triangle. We do anticipate those storms to die down as we head into this evening. Coming up, we are going to go hour by hour throughout the day. I'm going to show you just when we can see those showers and thunderstorms move in and the timeline of them as they progress throughout our region.
Durham is removing a bright gold defund sign painted on the road in front of police headquarters a year ago. The words were spray painted there as racial justice protests swept across the country in response to the death of George Floyd. Normally, the city would immediately remove graffiti, but Durham officials allowed the defund sign to stay in place. Last week, the city council unanimously agreed to remove the painting later this month or next month.
Today, leaders in Goldsboro will discuss how to spend your tax dollars. City Council will hold a special meeting to discuss next year's budget. This latest proposal includes a 3-cent property tax increase. It also includes a 15% increase in water and sewage. That meeting is set for 5 p.m.
Coming up, 3 men are wanted for leading police on a chase and then running off on foot. How fast police say they were going in those cars and the efforts still underway to find them.
Plus, some workers say they want to have the power to choose whether to get vaccinated. But a judge is on the side of their employer, where some people will have to get vaccinated if they want to continue working. And a live look now at Durham from the WRAL Live Cam Network. The Bull City starting lighting up the night. A search is underway this morning for three men accused of leading police on a high-speed chase before crashing in Raleigh. Officers say the chase ended here along New Leesville Boulevard yesterday. Police say this started when a state trooper tried to pull over a driver going 130 miles per hour in a 70 mile per hour zone. Once the car crashed, investigators say three men jumped out and ran. They have not identified the group.
A Holly Springs man is charged in connection to the death of a woman who was killed while riding in a golf cart. Police charged 43-year-old Jeremy Martin with a number of charges, including driving while impaired. Emergency responders found the passenger in critical condition when they arrived on Monday on Morning Oaks Drive. This was Friday night. Now, she died from her injuries at the hospital the following day. Police encourage anyone who's been drinking to not get behind the wheel of any vehicle.
It is not safer to drive a golf cart any more than it is a vehicle. A golf cart is an open-air vehicle, particularly when people are not wearing their seatbelts. I think that presents its own hazards.
Holly Springs police say the incident remains under investigation. Martin is due in court July 2nd.
Happening today, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland is planning to meet with members of the media to discuss the Trump administration's leak investigation. Garland is reported to be meeting with leaders from CNN, The New York Times, and The Washington Post. The meet comes after The Times revealed that the Trump administration sought phone and email records of journalists. The Biden administration says it will not use the same tactics, but media representatives say they want more than a promise. And this meeting also comes as the New York Times reports the DOJ subpoenaed data from Apple while investigating former White House counsel Don McGahn. The subpoenas were from 2018 and sought information on he and his wife. It's not clear what the investigation was looking for. It began a few weeks after Trump became unhappy with McGahn.
A North Carolina native and one of the leading researchers behind Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is starting a new job. Dr. Kizmekia Corbett is set to begin her work today at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health in Boston. She is expected to continue her focus on preventing the next pandemic. Dr. Corbett is from Orange County and earned her Ph.D. from UNC. An appeal is expected after a judge ruled that a Texas hospital is allowed to require COVID vaccines for its employees. The debate over whether employees can require their employers can require their employees to get the shot is heating up nationwide. In Texas, a judge struck down claims that employees faced coercion to take the vaccine in a right-to-work state. Now, it's the first federal ruling on vaccine mandates.
We're just basically fighting for everybody to have their free choice of what they do.
This is high stakes, not just for liability, but for patients' peace of mind after this harrowing pandemic.
Hospitals in Indiana and New York are also requiring employees to get the vaccine. More legal challenges are likely.
The Wolfpack is heading to the College World Series.
It took 45 years and 17 innings, but the Pack is back in Omaha.
I think they're a little excited. NC State stunned number one Arkansas last night, 3-2, and now it's off to Omaha. It will be NC State's first trip to the College World Series since 2013 and the third in program history. The series will start on June 19th.
Don't crush all the guys on the bottom there. You need them for the World Series. Elizabeth Gardner is off this week. Peter Sherwood in the WRL Severe Weather Center.
Good morning, Jeff. We are tracking the potential of seeing severe storms this afternoon. We have a level one threat in place. So let's go ahead and break down the timing that we can see storms move through, because I know you guys are heading out the door. Put that umbrella in the car. You're going to need it when you're driving home from work. You won't need it this morning. You can see we're going to see a mix of sun and clouds throughout the morning. We are going to stay dry. Clouds are really going to ramp up around lunchtime. We take this out into 3 o'clock, and we're beginning to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms in our north and western counties. That is going to move across the triangle and extend across the south and east throughout the evening. We expect those storms to gradually die down by the time we head into 8 8 and 9 o'clock. Overnight, we are going to be dry. We are likely to see just quiet conditions for this morning. Check out our temperatures as you head out the door. They are warm, 71 degrees in Fayetteville, 64 degrees in Roxboro, and 67 in Rocky Mount this morning. Now, here's the deal with our temperatures here. They are going to be hot today, right? Getting to 90 degrees. Dew points are in the upper 60s. It's going to feel like 97. Keep the water bottle with you throughout the day. Behind our boundary, that's going to move through. Tuesday is looking a little bit better. It's not going to be as hot. 88 will be the afternoon high, feeling like 87. And then Wednesday getting to 84 degrees, feeling like 85. So we are going to see some improvements with our temperatures as we head throughout the week. We want to check out the tropics this morning. We're watching this area for development. This is just off the coast of North Carolina. And notice the potential path it will likely take. It's going to move away from us. There's a 30% chance of development within the next 5 days. The cold front that's going to move through today and tomorrow is going to allow that system to just stay over the water and then move into some cooler sea surface temperatures, and then it's going to die down. We're watching another spot, this one in the Gulf of Mexico, and you can see it right there in the Bay of Campeche, and it has a 50% chance of development within the next 5 days. We're going to watch this one very closely because it could impact the coast of Texas and the coast of Louisiana. As we head into the end of the week, there is the potential we get a tropical depression to form out of that system as the sea surface temperatures are very warm. 90 today, 88 tomorrow. Rain chances in place for the first half of the week. Notice the dry pattern that's going to move in with temperatures cooler by midweek, heading back to the 90s as we head into Saturday. And as of now, on Father's Day, we have just a 20% chance of rain. Back to you.
Thank you, PETA. Deputies come together in a move that may have saved a woman's life. We'll tell you how they were able to free a woman who was trapped under a car with just their own manpower.
Plus, all smiles for this young boy at the French Open after getting a gift of a lifetime. A look at the special moment he's not likely to forget.
.454 right now on your Monday. Here's your heads up. Father's Day is Sunday, and a lot of folks may be wondering what to get their dads. Dan Sheneman shares some gift ideas that are sure to top the list.
Throw it over here.
After being housebound for much of the last year, people rediscovered what was important to them. As Father's Day approaches, family time remains number one on the wish list.
Being able to get together, I mean, I don't need another tie.
So honestly, the spending time, you know, with my kids.
Even though the world is getting a little bit more back to normal this summer, that doesn't mean that Dad is looking for some crazy grand gesture or trip.
Keeping that in mind, what is the best way to celebrate the dad in your life this Father's Day?
With many dads still working from home, now's a good time to think about upgrading his office.
In Fluid Stance, we're all about bringing life to work.
Fluid Stance founder Joel Heath says physical flow is just as important as mental flow.
So a flow card is just a beautiful tool that you can jot a note and you can magnetize it anywhere.
Helping with the balance of work and home are Fluid Stance's ergonomically designed suite of products like the Raise, Slope, and the Level.
It gives you enough movement to matter when you're stuck in those places like your desk or on a Zoom, but not too much that it impacts your keystroke productivity. You just have to invest in the tools that give us the movement and the freedom to be the best we are.
Being the best dad is important to Dominic Miserandino. We spoke to Dominic last year about one of his best Father's Day memories.
We just spent the first 2 or 3 hours just walking and talking. It was the best Father's Day.
His wish for this year remains the same.
Spend time with my family, spend time with my daughter.
A priceless gift that means so much to so many. Dan Sheneman, NBC News.
And of course, it's a thought that counts. Well, dramatic dash cam video shows the moment a man at the center of a high-speed chase slams into an unsuspecting driver. Take a look at this. This is Pontiac, Michigan. Deputies were chasing a man when he ran into another car. Wow. The woman inside was thrown from her seat and pinned underneath the car. That's when this happened. Look closely to the right side of your screen. Deputies decided they couldn't wait for rescue crews to free the woman. They all teamed up to lift that car and free her.
They realized this was life and death. She's under the car. They couldn't wait for any kind of wrecker assistance or any kind of you know, the jaws of life probably wouldn't even be functional. It had to be some kind of hydraulic lift or pull, and she didn't have the time to wait. So get as many bodies there as fast as we could, lift the car and pull her out.
True heroes. The woman's 2-year-old son was hanging upside down inside that car as all of this was happening. Luckily, the boy wasn't hurt. The woman was taken to a local hospital. At last check, she was in critical condition. The subject of the police chase was later arrested.
That is an amazing story. Novak Djokovic won the French Open and his 19th Grand Slam victory. It's a moment one fan will never forget. Right after winning the title, Djokovic turned around and gave the young fan his tennis racket. Yeah, the one that he used in the match, for real, the real sweat on it. And the boy, clearly not expecting that gift, just jumps for joy. And tears. You see, that's amazing. Next at 5 this morning, Vice President Kamala Harris will be in South Carolina today as part of her nationwide tour. How she hopes to encourage more people to get a COVID vaccine.
Plus, an FDA memo was revealing what went wrong at a vaccine manufacturing plant that caused millions of doses to go to waste.
Plus, WRAL is on the scene of a drive-by shooting in Durham. A live report from that scene is up next.